Everyone, this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. You know that? That is a blessing. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Come to get my praise on one more Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we have several guests here today, and that's an awesome thing. Amen. Ain't that nice? Yeah. Miss Perry and Miss Tracy and Connie and Jim and my old buddy sitting right here too, Mr. Bill Smith and his lovely wife. I got a cousin that just walked in the door. Hey, this is all good up in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all want to stand with me, please? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that we can come together in peace, Lord God, and give glory and honor to you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Jesus, that this is maintained, Heavenly Father. I thank you for that. Lord God, I just thank you for the blessing that you bestow on us. I thank you for the grace, Lord God. I thank you for the mercy, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for all these things. You're awesome, God. We love you, Lord. Now, Lord God, I ask you to bless the bearer of the word this day, Heavenly Father, because it's all about you and not us, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm ready to get my praise on. Is anybody else? Yes, now. It's all good up in here this morning. That's right. That's right. Go for it. Oh, y'all can clap and do anything you want to. Amen. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Not like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Yeah. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Hallelujah. What could stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer.
awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Y'all help me out right here. Y'all help me out right here.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
one more time.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that. Y'all believe that? I believe that. I believe that. You know, that's the trick to it all. It's what you believe. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come here, honey.
Can you believe what the Lord has done in me?
Y'all believe that? Anybody here? How you go, Mom?
Can you believe what the Lord has done in me?
You know what, Brother Bill? He done me just like this. He says it. He saved me, cleansed me, turned my life around, placed my feet upon the solid ground.
Can you believe what the Lord has done in me?
I tell you what, y'all might not believe it, but I believe it. Amen. It's all good this morning, y'all. It's all good. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. Don't never think that who you around don't rub off. You know where that come from, don't you? She has no clue, you know it. God is so good. It's good to see everybody this morning, amen. You know, I made a comment just a moment ago while we were standing here praying. I told some people, I said, it's sad that people think you have to come to church and you can't have fun. You know that. I think that's awful. You know, because, yeah, how can anything be so full of joy and not be full of fun as well? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord. Amen. Amen.
For this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, a waking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, healing every part of our praise. Your presence in this place your glory on our face, looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens and open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
I say is thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Boy, it's so cool to see everybody this Sunday morning. Amen. Woo, I tell you what. Look like I opened up a box of Cracker Jacks and got the big prize there today, Dad. Woo. It's just real good to be here today. You know that? It really is. You know, I carry on and cut up and act silly at times, but you know, there is a serious side to life. And that serious side is when you get on your knees and you ask God to deal with whatever problems you're having. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's the serious side of life. And but in the midst of all that, I just can't keep from telling y'all that there's fun in the middle of that. There's a lot of enjoyment that you get from life right in the middle of all this. Amen. And it's all good. Come on, y'all, help me out right here. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Come on, church, help me right here.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. Your hands be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory?
We love and on you today, Heavenly Father. Just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can we get the ushers to come forth, please? This is a time in our service where we take up the offering. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for the givers and the workers of this church, Heavenly Father. Without the tithing and the offering, Heavenly Father, it'd be hard to maintain things, and we just appreciate people that does that, Lord. Now I ask you to just bless him, Heavenly Father. I know if you go back to the book of Malachi, it says that if you'll sow your offering, that the Lord will open up a window and pour you out a blessing. I do know that. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Now, Heavenly Father, I just ask you one more time just to please bless the givers, bless the workers, and tithers of this church in Jesus' name. Amen. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power
strength. There is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. No power of darkness, no weapons. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory.
Mom, Dad, y'all come here a minute. Oh, don't look your eyes up. Come here. You know that we love you, right?
Talking to your microphone, we can't hear you.
Right. And you know the people in this church just absolutely adore y'all, right? Right? Well, if you, I get ready to say, now you believe, right? Because now, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to play no pranks or nothing like that. Okay, that's even better. It gives me a lot more confidence. But anyway, the body of this church thought it'd be fitting to wish y'all a happy anniversary, a happy 50. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, you have a whole lot of people come to see you today. Here you go, Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Off, not now. Thank you so much. I want to say something. That song that we just did, same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake. And I've experienced that power. And I told Laverne some time back, I said, I promise you something, Laverne. I'm going to make it to our 50th anniversary. And she told me just recently, and you're not going to stop then. But, you know, one milestone at a time.
I had to threaten to slap you.
But, well, thank you so much.
Look at there. That's pretty.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
And yes, Mama, there is something going on.
Well, you know, I didn't think anything about it. You know, Connie and Jim, you never know where they're going to land. You know, with great-grandkid over here, you know. But when I saw Bill and Joan come in, I'm thinking, and him. And we're just going down there next weekend.
Well, she kept following me around. She's like, when I got up here after Bill and Joan come in, she's like, is there something going on? I was like,
She lied.
I did not lie. I did not answer. Okay. I did not answer.
God's great.
God's so you great. Guys just stay there, and I truly believe that this song was written.
Let them see.
No, we want them to stay right there. Okay, well, come sit then. But this song was written for you and Mom.
Testing 1, 2.
Oh. Yeah, test. Yeah, go ahead. It's always been a mystery to me how two hearts can come together and love can last forever. And now that I have found you, I believe that a miracle has come when God sends the perfect one. Now gone are all my questions about why, and I've never been so sure of anything in my life. Oh, I wonder what God was thinking when He created. I wonder if He knew everything I would need, because He made all my dreams come true. When God made you, He must have been thinking about me.
Wherever you may go, wherever life may lead you, with all my heart I'll be there too. And from this moment on, I want you to know, I'll let nothing come between us, and I will love the ones you love. Now gone are all our questions about why, and I've never been so sure of anything in my life.
I wonder what God was thinking when He created. I wonder if He knew everything I would need, because He made all my dreams come true. When God made you, He must have been thinking about me. He made the sun, He made the moon to harmonize in perfect. One can't move without the other, they just have to be together. And that is why I know it's true, you're for me and I'm for you.
Because my world just can't be right without you in my life. I wonder what God was thinking when He created you. I wonder if He knew everything I would need, because He made all my dreams come true.
He must have heard every prayer I've been praying.
Yes,
He knew everything I would need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was a little impromptu thing. This is last minute. Yolanda ran from work to come and sing this morning, and so we thank her for coming. If we give them all a hand again. At this time, I just want to open the floor up. If anybody has anything that they want to say to them, just raise your hand and we'll bring your microphone.
Amen.
And everybody jump at once.
I can't believe you asked this, but 10 years ago, we was doing a play at Christmas time, and Pastor was doing a little flirtation behind the curtains up there, and Pastor Laverne was all giddy, and that was the first time I've ever witnessed such love. And I've never witnessed that much love. I mean, you think, well, they've been together this long, and it should be, you know, they shouldn't be doing that, or, you know, that's done, you know, he's done, got her and everything. But I tell you, I didn't think such love ever existed until I saw that 10 years ago. And what I have thought about love and such all my life, you proved it wrong. You proved a great love, and I appreciate you being there as a witness of love and devotion to one another. And I'm just glad to be part of your lives, and you're part of my life. Thank you.
Pastors are teachers and mentors and a lot of things, and lots of times you teach by example on how you live your life, because sometimes they say, like, the only Christianity people know is what they see of you and what they've dealt with. So I couldn't think of a better example of people to work together and walk their path through life and married life how it can be and what it should be and what you could strive for it to be. Y'all are a wonderful example in teaching how the two become one and it's equal, and how your travels through your life are, and no matter what challenges you face in life, you face them together. And sometimes, as you say, you got to smack them around a little bit. One might be lagging a little bit behind. Well, you pull them forward, okay? And sometimes he pulls you forward. It's a balance, and everybody has bad times and bad days, but together you can get through it just like you can with our Lord in Christ. You can get through things with him. Well, sometimes on a human level, for us to understand, we can get through all things through our spouse that strengthens me.
A little over three years ago, this is my husband, Perry, and it's been actually 9 years me and Miriam met, and she was such a wonderful example and friend, and I see where she gets it from. And I want to thank you for being a yes man and a yes woman to God and being obedient, because your obedience and your faith in God, and then having faith when me and Perry were looking for someone to marry us, you took a chance on us. We were lost, and it's kind of questionable, but thank you for being yes to God, because y'all being yes to God and marrying me and Perry, we're where we're at today because of you all, and of course God first. And you told us today, we were in your living room that day when you were praying with us, to just put God first. And we struggled for a while, but you were persistent, and Miriam was too, and Ricardo. And I just want to thank you all for being obedient, because it's really put us where we were today. And you'll always be a part of our life. Every time I look at him, we think of, and I hope he thinks the same, we think of y'all, and especially the sacrifice the day we got married, because you were so sick and you stayed.
and you were faithful, and that means the world. Thank you.
You knew I couldn't just sit there. You know, the word says that God was a friend of Abraham and friend of David, friend of all of those people in the Old Testament, ones that did good and the ones that really messed up. You know, in the midst of messing up, God still stayed a friend. I'll never forget early 60s. Went to college. Two of us, Bobby and I, were smart enough to be music majors. But there was another guy that played basketball real good and just about caused me to fail college, because every time I wanted to do anything, he wanted to play basketball. And I thought, you only got one hand, you can't play basketball. But dear Lord, every time you played, he stuck that arm in my ribs until I was bruised. And I found out he could play basketball. Even when Laverne didn't like me, and she didn't, you don't have to be so agreeable. Jerry Relaford was still my friend. He'll never be Gerald. He'll always be Jerry Relaford. When I started through the hard times in my life, successful in everything I did, things began to fall apart. People who said they were my friend began to drop off. Drop off. Drop off. There was one couple that didn't drop off. They stayed with me, just like God stayed with Abraham and God stayed with David. They stayed with me. And you know, I understand what it means when it says God was the friend of, because he gave me an example that still lives in my life today, of what he meant when he said God was a friend of. Because Jerry and Laverne are a friend of. I've been trying for 35 years to get them to come to my house and stay all night. And it's finally going to happen this Friday night. So never give up. 35 years. And even though I had a home here and would come in at midnight, they'd never been to my house, but they will this coming week. So I lied to them and told them we came down today to make sure they knew the way. But the truth is, we came down to say, happy anniversary. I'm blessed to know you. Thank God for a friend.
Amen. Well, I honor you. I honor you as my spiritual mama and daddy. I've taken you everywhere with me. It's I love you all so much. I'm so grateful for your lives. I was just telling my honey that I said, I believe my mama, pastor, is one of the best Bible teachers in the whole world. You put the word in me, and you made me hungry for God. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful that you loved me when I was unlovable, and you stuck it out with me. But you know, when everything crashed in on me and everything was pulled out of underneath me, I could always look to the two of you, and you always remained steady for me, and I'm grateful. And I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for you all, in more ways than one. Amen. Your love example for one another gave me hope that I could be loved. Thank you.
while they're hugging each other, I just will tell you that some of you heard some of my Rockport stories. If you question them, talk to Bill there. He's been there a few times. Just recently, I saw some photos on Facebook way back when, and I thought, my God, how you guys have gotten old. But, you know, it's not been 50 years. I haven't known you 50 years. I'm not that old yet. But we've been there for a lot of those years, and just a blessing, you know. There was years that we were apart, and then we were able to reconnect, and what a blessing that's been, and to be able to call you guys our friends. And we don't have a lot of friends. We just don't do that because we just can't walk with everybody. And but we're glad that you guys are our friends, and just warn you that they will meddle in your life. Glory to God. But it's all good, and so we just wish you a happy jubilee, glory to God. 50 and 50 more. Amen. And then we can look at pictures then. We love you guys.
Anybody else?
That's my turn. Back in 1992, I know this man's daughter was chasing me around a horse barn.
You are such a liar.
But we got married, and I'd never been around the company of a man in my life to really show me how things were really supposed to be. And so anyway, we walked down the aisle in that red room, and my life flipped. I not only had to grow up, but I had to learn how to become a man, and a, now that I was married, a husband. And so for about 4 years there, there were some really turbulent times in our lives. No matter how bad I got, they never left me. They never abandoned me. They never gave up on me. And they put the word of God first, and they stood on what God had told Miriam. So they believed that she was right about not leaving me. And I remember a particular time we was having dinner, and me and Mr. Bill Smith looked at each other cross-eyed in a sense. And but, you know, hey, they were right. You know, I was totally in the wrong. But anyway, I got up and I went to the back porch and sat down. And that's the particular night that God, that Dad told me, said that you know what you're supposed to be doing and that God will put you in a place to where you'll listen. Yeah. So I wound up in that place, and eventually I opened my eyes and I raised my hand to Christ. And with all that being said, I want to thank you for not giving up on me, because not only did you teach me what life is really all about, I try to be a great husband now, and I'll try to model myself a lot after you, Papa. Because you're a good man. You're a strong man. And I just thank you for being my dad, all right? And I love you, Mom, for being my mom. I don't know many other women would get up at 12 o'clock at night or whenever I'd ask and it'd be there, whatever it may be. Or I don't know another woman that would make sure a 56-year-old had a birthday cake. You know what I'm saying? So I love you, Mom. And I thank
y'all. We love you.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Scott couldn't be here today, but he sends his love. And, you know, I just want to thank you as a child, as your child, growing up in a godly home that showed me unconditional love when I didn't deserve it. Show me what a wife and mother was supposed to be and what I should look for and a husband and a man. I've failed so many times, but you guys have never turned your back on me. When I've called in the middle of the night and you shouldn't have answered the phone, you did. And I thank you for that. Even to last week, not feeling well and knowing that I could call Mama and she would pray. And I just thank you for showing me that in my home. We never, there's a funny story. Our parents never fought. Never seen them in a fight, an argument, or anything. I don't know how old I was. I was probably, 10. And something happened in the checkbook. Something didn't get wrote down. And Dad got upset about it, and he didn't even really raise his voice. But he said something, and Mama said, "Well, fine, I'm just going to sleep on the couch." And that was about the way she said it. Well, we had never not seen them go to bed together. They tucked us in together. That was our life. And Scott and I had a mental breakdown because Mama was going to sleep. Like, we thought this was it. They were going to get a divorce. Like, the world was ending because Mama did not go get in the bed with Daddy. Like, that just did not happen. And so finally, Scott and I running around the house just screaming and crying and holding each other like, I don't know what. Finally, she's like, "Okay." And she goes and we said, "Please go get in the bed with Daddy," you know. And she did. And then, you know, the whole world was right because, you know, they were. But that was our life. They had a disagreement over the checkbook. That was it. That's all we've ever seen. We've never seen them like that. And I wish I could say that, you know, in our household, that we've never had an argument or a fight or anything like that. But thank you for showing us what it could be, what it can be, and what it is. So we love you.
We love you, too.
We invite everyone to stay. We had a family to decorate and prepare things for us, and we'd like for you guys to stay and have punch and cake and stuff to celebrate this anniversary, amen? And so everybody's invited to stay.
This is by request from Mama this morning. It's last minute, too.
Can you restart it on track two? Thank you. There we go.
I see shattered, you see whole. I see broken. That you can make worthy. wash me in mercy. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice, your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified, I am clean. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice, your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean, I'm clean, oh, oh, oh. Washed in the blood of your sacrifice, your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean, I am.
I've had a few friends. I thought they were really good Christian friends of mine. And this song tears me up every time I hear it. But we got into an argument, imagine that, over Christianity and grace and the love of God. And I had a friend, and he was, you know, off doing his thing. And God had a word for him. And he told me to tell him that no matter how far he ran, that he would be right behind him with his arms wide open whenever he was ready to come home. And so I told him, and me and my other friend, as we were discussing this, he kept telling me, he's like, no, that's not true. When God gets tired of him, he's going to close his arms. And I said, are you kidding? I was like, it says in the Bible, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I was like, God would never turn his back on anybody. You know, something about he'll open, you know, if you knock on the door, he'll open it. I said, you can't say that God would ever do that, because he would never. And I said, he was having issues with his girlfriend. And I said, all of her past has been forgiven. And grace covers her, and it covers you, and it covers me, and like, you need to learn that. And so when I hear this song now, after going through that, I'm just like, man, like, I just want to like shake him and be like, you got it wrong. But as Aunt Tracy says, you got to plant the seed and keep watering it, and forgiveness, because a lot of things was said and hurtful things, but as I've grown up, you got to forgive but never forget. you got to forgive them for yourself, because Christ, you know, forgave us for our sins. So that is why I'm crying this morning. And last Sunday, I couldn't even sing. I was so tore up. But yes, the song was for you. You're welcome. Who's next, Dad? There you go.
I'm finished, guys. I'm done. Well, now, I don't know if Grandpa needs to preach today or not. But we love you guys. And that's right there is just another testament of your life. And you can just look out over this country and see people that's come from here and what they've done biblically. And, you know, there's a whole lot of difference in being religious and being a Christian.
Yes.
And I learned how to be a Christian from here, because you can be religious and worship anything. God's got his hand on this place, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because of how they believe there's reason why the hand is here, amen? Thank you, Lord. Grandpa.
Thank you.